This is VOA News. I'm Alexis Strope. Navalny's family and supporters are laying the opposition leader to rest after his death in prison. AP correspondent Karen Shamus reports.
Hundreds of mourners lined up behind control barriers outside of the church, many holding red flowers. On live-streamed footage, the crowd applauded and chanted his name as his coffin was taken out of the vehicle as it arrived at the church. Many came from around Russia to say their goodbyes. Mourner Nadezhda Ivanova, who came from Kaliningrad for the event, told the AP, Alexei, for everyone who's here today and for many who did not dare to come here, is a person who not only gave his life in the fight for something, but who gave his life in the fight for us. His supporters say several churches in Moscow refused to hold the service before Navalny's team got permission from one in the capital's Marino district. I'm Karen Shamas.
Miles apart, Biden and Trump toured the U.S.-Mexico border, highlighting immigration as an election issue. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
So here's what I would say to Mr. Trump.
The president says instead of urging Republicans to block a bipartisan border security bill,
join me, or I'll join you in telling the Congress to pass this bipartisan border security bill. We can do it together.
He spoke as Trump made his own remarks, blaming the president's border policies for massive crime.
It's a military operation. I mean, we have a military, this is like a war.
Saying the president has blood on his hands. Both men had remarkably similar schedules, getting briefings on operations and issues, walking the border itself as they seek to turn a key campaign issue in their favor. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
For additional stories 24 hours a day, visit voanews.com. This is VOA News. A new report says the British government's contentious plan to send some asylum seekers on a one-way trip to Rwanda could cost nearly half a billion British pounds, plus hundreds of thousands more for each deported person. The report released on Friday by the National Audit Office comes after parliamentary committees complained of being in the dark about the costs of the plan. The new figures open the plan to wider scrutiny from critics. Not a single person has been sent to Rwanda under the plan, which has been blocked by the courts, but the British government has already paid enormous sums to the government of Kigali. Pentagon leaks suspect Jack Teixeira expected to plead guilty in his federal case. AP correspondent Ed Donahue reports.
Pentagon leak suspect Jack Teixeira is expected to plead guilty. Teixeira had previously pleaded not guilty. He is the Massachusetts Air National Guard member accused of leaking highly classified military documents about Russia's war in Ukraine and other sensitive national security topics on the social media platform Discord, which is popular with people who play online games. Investigators believe he led a private chat group called Thug Shaker Central. Court papers show the judge was asked to schedule a change of plea hearing next week. He's been behind bars for close to a year. Authorities haven't talked about a possible motive, but accounts of those in the online private chat group describe Teixeira as motivated more by bravado than ideology. I'm Ed Donahue.
The IRS launches a crackdown on 125,000 wealthy, quote, non-filers. AP correspondent Jackie Quinn has more.
Millionaire tax cheats, beware. The IRS is coming for tens of thousands of high wealth earners who haven't filed tax returns in the last 7 years. It starts with non-compliance letters this week to more than 25,000 millionaires and 100,000 people who earn $400,000 a year and upward. The Treasury Department says they won't increase audit rates for anyone making under $400,000, but there's funding from the Inflation Reduction Act to make sure delinquent millionaires pay their fair share. Earlier this year, the IRS announced it already collected roughly half a billion dollars in overdue taxes from millionaires who were delinquent. I'm Jackie Quinn.
Alexander Stubb has been sworn as Finland's new president and said the Nordic country has taken, quote, the final step into the Western community of values by becoming a NATO member. The former prime minister replaced President Sauli Niinisto, who held the job for 2 6-year terms. Finland joined NATO in April following Russia's 2022 attack on Ukraine. It has the military alliance's longest land border with Russia, 1,340 kilometers, and is one of the most active European providers of military and civilian aid to Ukraine. For additional stories, visit voanews.com. I'm Alexis Strope, VOA.